Thank you for listening and subscribing to the Brilliance Security Podcast. Hello, my name is Steve Bocut, and I am an editor for Brilliance Security Magazine. Brilliance is an online digital publication dedicated to the security industry. Our mission, and thus our name, is to illuminate the intersection of physical and cybersecurity. We cover both of these security domains by publishing original content about threats, hacks, products, and security strategies. We hope you will enjoy this podcast and visit us at brilliancesecuritymagazine.com. Welcome to the Brilliant Security Magazine podcast, and thank you for joining us today. We appreciate your listening. Today, we have two guests. Our guests today are Ben Chappell, the CEO, and Roger Neal, head of products at Epona Security. Epona Security offers the highest ranking software composition analysis technology with patented analytics. The topic for today, we're going to be discussing how to secure your supply chain and get visibility into your software security. With that, welcome, Ben and Roger. Thank you for joining me today.
Yeah, Steve, thank you, man. It's an absolute blast to be here. We appreciate it.
Yep, thanks for having us, Steve. This is going to be fun. We appreciate you guys giving up some of your day and being with us. It should be a fun conversation, and I think our audience is going to enjoy this as well. So before we get too deep into the topic, let's talk a little bit about Epona Security in case members of our audience aren't familiar with Epona. Tell us what you think they need to know about Epona Security.
So, if you don't mind, Roger, I'll take that one. Epona Security is somewhat new to the market. We launched our business back in January, and it's an outcome of focus and delivery around the SCA and SBOM space. Historically, we were our original founders. It started a company called Beyond Security, which you may have heard of. It's a fantastic organization. From that, we had spun out partnerships and some pretty phenomenal enterprise-grade technologies that focused around data security and data governance under the branding and organization called WeBridge. And then in January, we said, you know what? Let's focus, guys. Let's saddle up. We're all going to get on the same horse, right? We're going to drive in the same direction. Let's have 100% focus, because we're going to take what we are best at right now and what we have the most expertise in, which is around that SBOM and SCA space. And we're going to deliver a new organization. It's called Epona Security.
Okay, excellent. So I'm assuming with that you do something different than other people in the market. So give us kind of an overview of your approach to software security and how you're different than other platforms that might be out there.
You know, it is. So number one is focus. Okay. So what we've noticed and where we find our advantage is that many of our competitors are getting pretty well distracted. You know, they started with maybe a pretty solid SBOM platform, and then they've expanded, right? And they're going into 10 or 12 different directions, just scrapping for market share. Where we find that as an opportunity to stay holistically focused on the SBOM and SCA space and getting deeper into the vulnerabilities. We have a patented three-layer analysis capability that no other offering on the market has. And so we've taken that and said, you know what? We're right on the heels of new mandates from the government. So let's offer this into those who will be mandated to have SBOM, okay? Create more value, and then we can bring in two optional offerings. We can offer this through a secure cloud environment, or we can offer an on-prem for those who are more heavily regulated.
Okay, awesome. So let's drill down a little bit. Let's talk about your actual solution. So as I understand it, you have a new software composition analysis tool, and I believe it's Labrador or Labrador Lab. So tell us about that. How is it unique, and how does it fit into your overall software security strategy?
Yeah, I can go ahead and take that one. So first off, I'll kind of start off by talking about what Labrador is and kind of how it's unique. And then I'll go ahead and discuss how it fits into Epona strategy. But Labrador is kind of the backbone of Epona. It's a very powerful tool for open source software management, as well as software bill of materials generation. Now, what's going to make it unique, Ben kind of already touched on this a little bit, but it's going to be its function level analysis, which is all made possible by our patented technology, which is called Centris. Now, by doing the segmentation, it's going to allow us to kind of identify all those modified and nested components and kind of examine the interaction between those different functions, which is going to be different than those or completely unique compared to traditional SCAs, which are going to be on that file level analysis where they don't kind of take into account the interactions between those different functions. And that can kind of lead to a lot of false alarms and an incomplete view of dependencies. Now, onto that second aspect, touching on how it kind of fits into the approach or our software security approach. Well, if you think about a security strategy today, it's all about remediation or identify, remediate, or identify and prevent. And that's going to be the main backbone or focus of Labrador. And that's why it's kind of so crucial into the software security or our software strategy, is because it's going to give us the ability, or our customers the ability, to identify vulnerabilities or either prevent them from coming into the organization, or if they're already existent, it's going to give them the ability to remediate those vulnerabilities by giving actionable recommendations.
Okay, awesome. So, so Ben, I think you said that you guys started in January, so it's brand new. Labrador is your core offering. Is it available now? Is it going to be available? Where are we at in that whole product lifecycle thing?
It is. We are openly delivering. Okay. We are live. This is a current offering, and a lot of sweat equity, a lot of calories were put in on the continent for several months, you know, before the official launch. And Labrador is not new. Okay. So Labrador has been around for 5-7 years now.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize.
Very successful, right? So there are current success stories that are already stemming out of the partnerships that we have with like Samsung and RSA and a host of others, right? You can check out the Labrador Lab site and see some of their other partnerships that are in place. We just happen to have a special niche, right, in this relationship with them, you know, and this is supported by another 30 some odd developers that are building into the next generation of what we're all offering. So it's been a good thing. It's been a good thing. And fortunately, we had enough to lean on that we could get a fast start.
Excellent. Okay. Thank you for that clarification. I appreciate that. So let's talk a little bit about organizations prioritizing software security as part of their development process. And this is something that's kind of near and dear to my heart. I think I preach this probably ad nauseum. But give us your perspective, if you will, on the need for organizations to be thinking about security. You know, at what point in the development process do they need to be starting to think about security?
Yeah, I could take that one. So sure. My standpoint on this is kind of a common standpoint in the industry today, and also a common standpoint that I've heard on your show as well, Steve. But we kind of believe that security should be implemented all the way from the start. So starting all the way from that design phase and kept all the way into the development and maintenance stage. Now, why it should be implemented all the way through the development of application and all the way at the start is because, one, it's going to reduce that company's or that organization's risk, and it's also going to increase customer trust and reduce cost, because it's been found that fixing a vulnerability before any code is written is a lot less time consuming and a lot more cost effective than fixing it after an application's been later on in the development process or after it's already been deployed.
Okay.
And then by prioritizing that, it's also going to lead to a positive impact with that organization as well, because it's going to protect that company's brand's reputation. And then again, it's going to increase that customer's trust and lead to customer retention, as customers tend to like to work with companies that they know prioritize security and are able to protect their sensitive data.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I know that your platform emphasizes the importance of transparent reporting and security visibility. So let's talk about that a little bit. How do you guys see transparency and collaboration impacting the security industry as a whole? Are we getting to where we need to get, or do we have a long ways to go still?
You know, I could take that one as well, but I think we are getting where we need to get, but transparency and collaboration are a big impact, or should have a big impact, on the industry. So if we kind of look at transparency, it's going to increase the trust in an organization with their customers and their partners. And if we look at the landscape of today with all the security breaches that we're kind of seeing, that's extremely crucial. And then if we kind of look at collaboration between the industry is going to go ahead and lead to more robust security postures to kind of be better prepared to handle all the frequencies of attacks and the sophistication of attacks that we're seeing today.
Oh, excellent. Thank you. So Ben, earlier you talked about some partnerships and some of the success that you're having with partners. Do you have any notable success stories or case studies that you can share with us?
I do. So we did have a case study that was would be available on the website soon that was conducted about 6 months ago. And I got to tell you, we were excited. You know, we knew the technology was good. We knew the tooling was great and the user experience was above par. But when we put ourselves up against the competition, there were three other competitors. And on this scoring system, you would gain points for benefits and for positive feedback. I believe we finished out with a score of 28. And I believe the next closest competitor was somewhere around 16 or 17. The other two or three competitors, we doubled the scores, right? So everything was so far beyond and above what we had even expected, even though we're biased, right? Like, we know we love our stuff because it's ours. It's our baby. You know, nobody's baby's ugly. But it was pretty flattering, you know, and it was humbling to see that all the fruits of the labor had actually gone to something meaningful and practical.
Okay, awesome. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. All right, so let's look into the future. Dust off your crystal ball a little bit. So what is the future of Epona look like? Do you have any plans that you can share with us, or innovation or development that you're working on that you can share with us?
Sure. You know, we're not going to call out too many things on the roadmap, right?
Of course.
It's there. But, you know, there's the three of us have one thing in common, and we've built our lives around security. If we look back 15 years, the mantra of the security space was how to defend, you know, and then we moved into this proactive approach, right? So about 10 years ago, the entire industry started preaching and get proactive. And that was not just that you could get a really nice car, because you could drop 1,000 horsepower into any car, but that doesn't necessarily mean you can drive it. And so now we're getting into this next level, proactive. Well, what does that actually mean? And so I think we're really at the tip of the iceberg. You know, when it comes to transparency, being able to see the source that's going into every application into your business, I don't think we really know what that means yet. You know, so I'm excited. I'm excited and terrified right, at the same time. But I can tell you, for us as an organization, what lies ahead is better. Okay, so every single day, our team is going to drive ourselves to constantly be better, to offer a better solution and a better experience and a better outcome, and making it that much more easy for someone to, one, validate what the solution is doing, but two, you know, I hate the saying, but to truly sleep better at night.
Sure. You know,
to rest in the confidence and trust that what you have in your organization doesn't have ill intent.
Right. Okay. Awesome. All right. So we're about out of time. I do have one final question. And I'd like to end with this really open-ended question. The essence of this question is, what should I have asked that I failed to ask? But what the question is, what else does our audience need to know about either software security or Epona security or anything else we've talked about today?
So one of the number one questions that I get is, what does Epona mean?
Yeah, what does it mean?
So it is a Hawaiian name meaning embracing.
Okay.
So the organization is there translated as embracing security. And I think that's it speaks to our mission, right? Roger gets tired of it. You know, I tell him all the time, I'm like, look, how about we start relating this more to a diet? Everybody's eating food. Okay, yeah. So for the first time, our world is waking up and saying, you know what, maybe we shouldn't eat so many chemicals or manufactured foods. And we're looking at organic stuff and GMO-free and things like that, right? Like, we're seeing that trend in the space. Well, what if we as a business, and then when I say we, collectively, the U.S. economy and beyond, took a deeper look, right? And started looking at what are the sources of our fuel within our business at the source code level from the application. So I'll leave it with that as a moment of inspiration. And can't thank you enough, Steve, for having us today.
Well, it's been a pleasure. You guys, you're awesome guys. You're obviously doing some awesome things in the industry. I appreciate you taking some time to be with us. It was a pleasure to chat with you. And so I'd like to thank you for that. And I'll thank our listeners as well for being with us. And please remember to like and subscribe if you find this podcast interesting. And join us next time for another episode of the Brilliance Security Magazine podcast.